1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
Big day. I'm just speaking with David G. Hall, who is the Vice President of Syndication. I know you're celebrating, David, that you're finally tying the knot with your lady Gretchen. I just was going to let our audience in on it.
Well, I appreciate that very much, Phil. It's also a great opportunity, I think, when an employer or a boss, if you want, announces that he's getting married. It's a great opportunity to, I guess, for the people that work for him to show their respects and their loyalty when you have good reason to. And of course, Gretchen and I, we finally set the date.
And again, congratulations. And David,
thank you, Phil, for that.
Let me ask you something. She is a gal that I know she's a lady that you've worked with closely in the radio business. Is that important? I mean, someone that you work with as opposed to someone you meet in a bar?
Well, of course.
Because I've heard it said the best people are people we meet through work or maybe through a common interest.
Well, she is a great gal. I'm very lucky. When you talk about work, she's a very beautiful girl. I think she's very charming. And you've seen her, correct?
I have. Yes, I have.
And I know that you know she's very beautiful. Because
yes, she is.
Because it's important, because if you think my fiance, if you think or the other men in the office think that she's beautiful, one would hope that certainly that you'd say so to me. And
well, she's very lovely. I don't want to give you the impression that I don't think she's lovely. It's just I wanted to ask you questions.
Well, then I'd appreciate if you'd say that she's beautiful. That's number one.
And I believe she is a lovely girl.
But number two, when your boss announces that he's engaged or that he is dating a woman, you need to say it in a way that shows some respect. And the way to do that is you say, David or Mr. Hall or whoever the gentleman is, my compliment, she's a very beautiful woman. Those are the two things. You know, knowing that my fiancée is beautiful.
Well, the things that I wanted to ask you about, though, is how you came about meeting her through work, you know?
Yeah, and I did meet her through work. But again, the two most important things, I think, when you're... I'm trying to stress here, you work for me.
Right.
So what you say is, you know, she's very beautiful, and my compliments to you. So those are the two things, knowing that my fiance is beautiful and showing me respect by acknowledging it. And again, I wanted to make sure you believe that she's beautiful.
Yes, I think she's a very lovely girl.
And what does Chris or... Have you talked to Chris and Mark?
What? Chris?
I think she's very
her?
Attractive.
She's very attractive. Mark thinks she's attractive.
Let me explain some to you guys.
Are you saying this is not happening around the office?
Well, I walk into the office with her. Now, she's 28. She's 5'5", about 102 pounds. People have compared her looks to Carmen Electra. And the sense that I get from the staff in programming, some of the people in sales, is that a lot of these guys don't think she's hot. And
why do you feel that way?
Well, because they haven't said to me... Again, it goes back to the second point I was making. Mr. Hall, my compliment, she's very beautiful.
Yeah, but why is that important?
Well, you need to know, I've worked long and hard as a radio programmer. There was a time when the women that I dated were not terribly attractive. And a lot of them I did date for sexual reasons, only which, I'm not proud of that, but I've attained some success in this business.
But what, why is it important for the guys in the office to say your fiancé?
Look, she's if you've seen Gretchen, she's about 5'5", 102. She looks an awful lot like Carmen Electra. And when you work for me, because of who I am in the broadcast business, respect is important.
Well, all right, so you're talking about showing a man respect by complimenting him on the beauty and the charm of his woman or fiancé.
That's right. And the other aspect of this, if no one says to me, my compliments, she's very beautiful, then you begin to doubt. And any man would doubt about the attractiveness of your fiancé. You start to second-guess yourself. That's the most important thing.
Yeah, but now you're saying... Well, I don't want to get into a philosophical...
I didn't intend to either.
But you're saying that you don't know whether she's beautiful or not unless other guys say so, right?
Well, look. Marilyn Monroe used to be the standard. Then it changed to a thinner woman, Barbara Eden. Then it changed again to the wholesome look of Farrah Fawcett. Then it became Heather Locklear, who was wholesome and intelligent. Now it's Halle Berry and Pamela Lee. In order to have a beautiful woman in your life, you need to know what's beautiful. What is beauty? You know, and
well, it's what is in the eye of the beholder, right?
It's the reason why you, well, I can tell you.
How do you do it? How do you know what's a beautiful? All I wanted to say is, you know.
Let me tell you how I know what a beautiful woman is. You go through magazines. You watch E. You watch Entertainment Tonight. You see what I'm saying? And if you walk into a restaurant and you realize that you're with a woman that isn't beautiful, she might have been last month, but this month, I was dating an African-American woman for 6 months during that whole Pam Grier renaissance until I would go with her to a party and nobody was saying, you know, my compliments, how beautiful she is. And you're faced with a moment where the two of you got to agree not to see each other. That's all I'm saying.
All right, David G. Hall is with us. He's the vice president of syndication for our show, but really we're talking about a highly personal thing. You're engaged to Gretchen, and I want to compliment you on that. And, you know, and from what you've been saying, I do want to compliment you on how beautiful she is.
But do you believe she's beautiful? That's the only point I'm trying.
Yeah, she's attractive.
Well, you know, you're qualifying it.
She's an attractive woman. But anyway, what we're talking about here is the idea that men don't know what beautiful is unless they see it in a magazine.
No, look. The reason why we have models and we have men's magazines such as Playboy or D-Cup or something like that is so you know what's beautiful. Otherwise, you know, you're, and I don't want to be vituperative here, but you're stuck with a, to use the old word, you're stuck with a dog. And
all right, let me give a number out here. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. I mean, we're just shooting a breeze here, talking about, I want to say my compliments to you, David. She's a very beautiful woman.
All right, and you believe that?
Yeah, Chris, did you say you think she's beautiful?
She's very attractive.
She's very attractive.
But you guys are saying, well, in other words, you're not saying she's beautiful. You're saying she's attractive. And
well, what is beautiful? I mean, beautiful is what is beautiful? It's what is it? You know,
it's beautiful is what it is. I'll tell you what beautiful is. Beautiful is Carmen Electra. That's what she looks like. That's what I've been telling you. Now, why can't you guys say that?
But the better question is, why don't you just know she's beautiful? Why do you need...
Do I got to go back on this again? The reason why we have magazines, gentlemen's magazines, supermodels, models on television, is to let us know what's beautiful. It's to let other women know what's beautiful.
But I can say to you, for instance, a guy who's out with a woman or married to a woman who isn't all that great... There's a lot of guys married to women that may be a little heavy set, they may be a little plain...
But those are guys that can't get beautiful women. I'm talking about a gentleman like myself. I have position. I do have a certain amount of money. There's one thing that'll get you a beautiful woman, and it's money. And I do have...
Isn't that a comment on how shallow some women are?
No. Why would you say that?
The one thing that'll get you a beautiful woman is money.
Well, a woman wants to know that she's secure. And if you're a man who can provide security... You are a catch. If you're a man who's a catch, you want to find a beautiful woman. And if she's not beautiful, and you guys, and I heard Chris Silla, she's attractive, and you're saying, is she or is she not beautiful?
Your fiance.
Yes.
She's very attractive, but I never use...
See, that's quality.
No, I never use the word beautiful when I'm talking about a woman. Unless you can talk about her personality, too.
But that's not what I'm talking about. Look, my girlfriend, my fiancée, is 5'5", 102 pounds. She's been compared to Carmen Electra.
Well, do you think she's beautiful?
Do I think she's beautiful? You know...
Do you think she's beautiful? That's all.
Look, I'm not... Are you grilling me?
No, I just think it's important. It's not important whether I think she's beautiful.
It is important. Because beauty is something that is shown us in the magazines like Playboy, like D-Cup, like Swank, like the supermodels, Then you turn around and you tell me you don't know whether she's beautiful or not.
Well, you know what's beautiful because you saw beauty in these magazines you're talking about.
Yes.
Do you think she's beautiful?
I don't know if other men see her as beautiful.
The only woman in the world that's beautiful to me is my own wife.
Well, that's, to me, that's a very gutless statement to say that, Phil.
Why would you say that?
Because, of course, you're going to say that. My wife's beautiful to me. Now, I've met Maria. She's very pretty. Very pretty. She's very wholesome. She's got a nice milkmaid look. But my fiance looks like Carmen Electra. She dated Carmen Electra, who was married to Dennis Rodman. You know, you're familiar with her.
Yes, of course.
Don't you think that's beautiful?
Frankly, if you're saying Carmen Electra, no, I don't think she's beautiful. I think she's pretty, what's the word?
You don't think Carmen Electra's beautiful? Holy Jesus. Are you kidding me?
Well, wait a minute, man. To me, Carmen Electra's cookie cutter. In other words, there's nothing outstandingly distinctive about her. She's got the collagen lips and the big boobs. And
what are you saying that like you, what are you, better than her or something? In other words,
no, I don't think I'm better than her.
Well, why would you disparage the woman?
You asked me if I thought she was beautiful. No.
Then you don't think my fiance is beautiful.
If you're asking me the tight parameters of that...
Just a yes or no.
No, I don't think she's beautiful.
So you show me disrespect by saying that my girlfriend, my fiancé, isn't beautiful, even though you know that it is the height of respect to come up to a man and say, my compliments, your lady is very beautiful.
You know, that happened to me once.
What did?
I had a man, a waiter, in a restaurant. This was one of the classiest things that any guy had ever done for me. A waiter walked up to me at a restaurant as we were, Marie and I were sitting there having dinner, and he said, by the way, sir, my compliments, she's a very beautiful woman. And I was very flattered by that, and it was very respectful.
That happened to you?
Yeah.
In a restaurant?
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about, but why won't you do that for me?
David, I'm giving you my compliments. She's an attractive girl.
Is she beautiful? The answer is no. That's what you think.
No, I hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. It's one thing for me, Chris, and I'm just talking to my staff, if you'll pardon me, folks. It's one thing for me to say I want to get David on the air and say congratulations on being engaged. I don't want to get into a value judgment about his fiance, because it sounds to me like he's getting tense. And the only way a guy knows whether a woman's beautiful or not is to look in fashion magazines and, quote, gentlemen's magazines like Playboy and D-Cup, end quote, to know what a beautiful woman looks like. 1-800-449-8686. We're sharing tonight with David G. Hall, who is our vice president of syndication, who's just become engaged to be married. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
I would rather put my eyes out with a stick from a tree than look at you.
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Talking about with that, right?
Well, I'll give an example.
Hold on, I want to tell our audience we're back. 1-800-449-8686. You are engaged, David, and congratulations. Your fiance Gretchen is a very lovely, and you feel it necessary that your employees say the words, "My compliments. She's a very beautiful woman." Now, I want to ask you a question. When I married Maria, when you first met Maria, you never said to me, "My compliments, she's a very beautiful woman."
You are my employee. I'm talking about a situation when a man is your boss or your social superior. For instance, when you were in the restaurant with Maria and the waiter said to you, "My compliments, sir, she's a very beautiful woman," you are his social superior because you are obviously on the radio and he's what is he doing? He's bussing. What did you say he was?
He's a waiter. What is social superior? He doesn't work for me.
No, but you're higher up in the food chain than him. What do you think it's easier to get a beautiful woman, that guy or you?
I have no idea.
Oh, man. Well, you're in trouble. You have no idea.
I don't know who's easier. What do you mean it's easier to get a beautiful woman, him or me?
You're a radio talk show host broadcasting across the country. This guy's bussing dishes in a restaurant. Who do you think's got the better shot at the beautiful woman?
For all I know, him.
You know something, Phil? One of the things that I have a problem with is I think at heart, and I mean this with no disrespect, at heart you're a liar. At heart.
What do you mean I'm a liar?
You know what I'm talking about, and you will not say.
All right, I'm going to take some phone calls here, man, because I don't want to get into it. 1-800-449-8686. Here is which one? All right, hold on for just a second. Let's go over here to Gail. Hi, Gail. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi, how are you doing?
Fine, ma'am. Thank you.
About the man who's called about his wife looking like Carmen Electra.
Yes, ma'am. That's me. I'm David Hall.
To me, it would be an insult as a woman to be told that I'm beautiful because I look like somebody else. I want to be told, you know, that I'm beautiful because, you know, I want to look like me.
But what if you're not?
And, sir?
What does that mean? What are you?
What if you aren't? What if you're not beautiful?
Beauty is not skin deep.
Beauty is not skin deep?
No, sir. Beauty goes right down.
No, I know what you mean.
To me, goes right down to the heart.
Oh, no, I know what you mean. Well, to you, but
and
to
also,
the average man, the reason why we have gentlemen's magazines like D Cup.
Yeah, I understand. D Cup and Playboy.
Well, the reason is because it lets guys know what's beautiful.
Uh-huh.
See? And so Carmen Electra, who's a lot of guys think she's hot. I mean, I don't know where you've been. I mean, she's very hot. My fiancé looks like her, and yet no one has said to me, my compliments, she's a very beautiful woman.
Well, did you notice that the man, when you kept repeatedly asking him, you know, if he thought his girlfriend or his fiancé was beautiful, that he never said yes?
You're speaking of me, Gail? The host
yes.
of the show?
Well, that's because he's not showing me respect. And to show a man respect, Gail, you must say to him, my compliment, by the way, my compliment, she's a very beautiful woman.
What if the guy's lying?
What do you mean?
What if he doesn't think she's beautiful, but he just says to you, my compliments, she's a very beautiful woman?
Well, then he's in big trouble, because if I ever find out that my fiance isn't beautiful, and you told me she was, not only am I going to fire, not only are she and I done, but I'm firing you.
I don't understand.
I just feel really very, very sorry for you.
Why?
Because I think that you have the wrong idea of the beauty of a woman.
No, no, no. Look, Gail, when you married your husband, what's he do? Is he a pipe fitter or something?
I beg your pardon?
When you married your husband, he was a pipe fitter, or what did he do?
The first one was a political analyst, and the other one was a master plumber.
Yeah, a pipe fitter.
No, sir.
What you do is you say, well, I'm very grateful. I got a guy who's, you know, maybe he's got that plumber's crack going or whatever, but he's cute, and that's good for you. I'm talking about me. And I have a certain level, I guess, of responsibility in the professional world.
What are you saying, man? That Gail, in other words...
Am I talking to you?
I'm sorry?
Am I talking to you?
No, you're talking to me.
Yeah, I'm talking to Gail. I'm not talking to you, Henry. And what I'm trying to say to Gail is, I have to have a beautiful woman because I want a beautiful woman, not because I have to. But I don't know whether the one I got's beautiful. That's all I'm saying.
Because God...
Excuse me, I'm not talking to you. Because a lot of men haven't said, by the way, my compliments to you. I go to a lot of very important functions. I can walk in there with
you
a woman.
Don't know. You
I can't
don't
go
know.
In there with someone that looks, you know, like... Rode hard and put up wet, or whatever you want to call it.
You don't know if your fiance is beautiful
David,
or not?
Would you, excuse me, Gail, would you shut up?
David.
I said to shut up.
You show your fiance that much courtesy?
I asked Phil, is she beautiful? He says, well, now I don't know whether she's beautiful or not. That's the part that...
What do you mean?
I told you to shut up. So, Gail.
Who died and left you in charge?
I'm his boss. He talks when I tell him to talk. What I don't understand.
Who died and left you in charge?
I'm the boss. I'm the vice president of syndicate. Are we coming up on a break?
Yes.
Tell that to somebody who cares.
All right. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Now hang up with the caller.
Gail, thank you. Thank you very much.
I didn't say to say thank you. Hang up on her.
Phil.
You hang up?
Yes. We'll be right back on the Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Have you left the restaurant, David?
Yeah, we left the restaurant about just after I got done talking with you, and I'm back home. And the reason why we did is I was there with Gretchen. No one has come up to me and said my compliments. She's a very beautiful woman. And I got a little disgusted. I asked her to go to the ladies' room and fix her face or something. And she got angry, so I'm taking a bath.
You know what? I don't blame her for getting angry, man.
Well, she gets angry because she doesn't understand. A woman has to look like, you know, like some, like Carmen Electra, Halle Berry, or Charlize Theron. She's got to look. And if she doesn't, how do you know if she's beautiful? Now, a couple of things you said. First of all, you were talking to that lady. Her name was Gail?
Yeah.
She's old. So, you know.
Look, at David, you're talking about her husband, and yeah, he's a pipe fitter.
I'm saying some guys don't get that beautiful women because they're pipe fitters. But with me, and where does this leave you and I? You've never said that she's beautiful.
I could say that your fiancé is beautiful. Does that make you feel better?
No, because you're a liar. So no, it doesn't make me feel better.
You know, I want to tell you something, David. And
please don't get dramatic.
I want to tell you something. I don't like being called a liar. That's all I'm going
to
say.
I'm going to have to tell Gretchen tonight that I don't think she's beautiful. If you didn't, forget it.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Melissa. Go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with David G. Hall.
If Gretchen has heard this conversation, I think you're going to be a single man.
No.
How old are you, Mr. Hall?
I'm 35.
You sound like you're from an entirely different generation where women were like.
Wait. I'm not.
Women,
I noticed the first woman
Mr.
Hendry's taking nothing but female calls. I'm talking from a male perspective.
Yes. And you're marrying
a woman.
And
we need to know. What?
And you're marrying a young woman.
Right. But a man wants to be married to a beautiful woman.
And a woman
how does he know if she's beautiful?
A beautiful man.
And, well, we're not talking about that. You know what you can do? There's a great show called the Dr. Laura Show. You can call that up. And a man wants to be married to a beautiful woman. And if she's not beautiful, then what's.
Well, every guy has a different idea of what beauty.
No, he doesn't. Otherwise, we wouldn't have magazines and supermodels. God!
And also, your theory
Why don't you
about
listen
how
to
women
what I'm
are.
Saying?
It's hard to hear with your splashing.
Oh, why don't you get lost, okay? Why don't you go back to Gomer or whoever you're married to?
Don't talk to her like that.
And I'm not talking to you, am I? I'm talking to the caller.
Okay, listen.
Get lost. Get lost.
My last.
Get
point.
Lost.
Okay.
Look,
my
I make seven figures a year. I need to have a beautiful woman by my side, not you rolling around out there in your Volkswagen Bug.
My last point is that you're talking about how beauty has changed so much over the years, and I'm wondering how long you're planning on being married to
Gretchen. Get rid of her. Get rid of her.
She's not
sorry, Melissa. Here is Michelle. Go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I think, Mr. Hall, you are very insecure, and I think you're an idiot.
I'm not insecure. I just know what I like. Is that insecure, a man that knows what he likes?
You don't know what you like.
Yes, I
Why?
Do.
No, you don't, because you don't know what's beautiful.
Am I talking to you, or am I talking to the caller?
It seems so important to you to get the approval of your staff. What's that? That seems very, very insecure.
No, because you need respect from your staff. If you don't get respect, then they don't respect you. Now, I don't know if you've ever been in a position where a waiter has approached your man and said, my compliments, she's a very beautiful woman. Maybe you haven't. And maybe you don't know what you're talking, you know. But
it's ridiculous. I wouldn't want to be spoken of that way, like a possession.
No, it's, well...
What's the difference?
It's nice between,
whatever.
Yeah, it's the same thing. Get rid of her, too. She's an idiot.
David, you're the idiot.
I said to get rid of her. She's an idiot.
I'm sorry, Michelle. 1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Pure exhibitionism. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Marie, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Yes, this is addressed to the boss.
Yes, ma'am. David G. Hall.
You know, you got a problem. You're a very evil man.
Oh, get out of here. How am I evil?
Very disrespectful.
How am I evil?
If I was that radio host, let me tell you something. You may be the boss, but think, who's the show? And without him, you're nothing.
Let me tell you something.
And if I was him,
my girl,
I would have left the line
looks
on.
Like Carmen Electra.
And
now down in our IT
him,
department, we got a guy.
We're not talking about your wanting to be hear your beautiful girlfriend. That your girlfriend ain't got nothing to do with this conversation.
Yes, she does. It's what it's
true,
all about.
You,
and nobody
you
told
shut
me she's beautiful.
Out of your mouth, not your girlfriend. When your girlfriend disrespects the radio host, then I'll talk with her too. But right now, I'm addressing it to you.
What are you, a Native American?
I'm addressing it to you.
Are you a Native American?
I'm a human being.
Well,
and another human being does not talk to another human being, especially.
Yeah, but you've got that very strident tone, like, you know, my people
air.
Have been wrong.
And, you know, if I was a radio host, I would have left it on the air,
right,
and I would have said, I am not going to return to
your
show, your employment, your whatever.
All right, Marie, this is Phil. Hold on. Hold on, Marie. What, David, what did you want me to ask, okay?
Ask her if she's an idiot.
I'm not here to have him ask me anything. I'm here to put him and set him straight because he owes you an apology, and you do not talk to another human being like that. You
can
talk to an animal like that.
Look at David, all I'm saying,
I'm telling you to shut up. I'm talking to the Indian. What?
Why are you trying to insult her?
I'm telling you that you need to
hold
that man an apology. And if I was that radio host, I'd leave the radio on air and you tell him I'm not coming back until I get an apology. And if he don't come back, then get your beautiful wife in there to take
your
place.
He needs the job.
How beautiful she's in.
You think my wife's beautiful? Do you think my wife's beautiful?
She's as beautiful as your mouth.
Okay, then you must think she's gorgeous. Thank you. Then you're supposed to say my compliments.
No, I'm not supposed to say nothing. You're the one that's supposed to say it because you know what? You said you're the boss.
Why don't you go stoke the sweat lodge?
Why don't you apologize
to
the man?
Look, I don't.
Because you ain't nothing without him.
David,
can I jump
in here, David?
No, you shut your mouth. I'm talking to Pocahontas. I'm talking to her.
What are you getting out of that?
What?
What are you getting out of telling him to shut up?
Because I'm talking to you. I'm not talking to him.
And no, I'm talking to you.
Now, let me ask you a question. Where's Tardo?
And I'm talking to you.
All right. We need to stop with the Indian bashing, all right? Now,
well, she's an Indian.
I haven't even started with the Indian bashing.
She doesn't even want to start with the Indian bashing because she is an Indian.
I'm a lady.
You're a squaw.
All right.
Somewhere down deep in the
thank you very much. For your call.
No, I tell you to get rid of the caller. You don't.
Thank you very much.
Don't you dare hang up on it.
I did.
Give me the Irish Spring. What'd you do? Go back to her teepee?
David, I'm going to tell you.
Let me tell you a story. Give me the Irish Spring. Let me tell you a story.
Who are you talking to?
Talking to Gretchen.
Well, can't you talk to her?
Look, she's obviously not beautiful, so I need for her to do something. Give me the Irish Spring and go get that duck that I like. Now, let me tell you something. Years ago, we had a guy working in the IT department down here. He had a wandering eye and a limp. Now, you know what I'm talking about when I say a wandering eye.
Yes, he had a muscle imbalance.
Yeah, he had a muscle imbalance. He had an eyeball that went off in all directions, and he limped. And he never said to me, my compliments, she's a very beautiful woman. Now, to a guy like that, my fiancée Gretchen looks like Cleopatra. But he couldn't do it. He couldn't let me have that little bit of sustenance, that little drop of water in the desert, to simply say, my compliments, she's a very beautiful woman. So you know what I did? I fired his wonky eye ass.
All right, David, I guess we're all done.
Of course we're done. I've made my point.
Would you shut up with the bathtub?
What's the matter?
Are we done?
Yeah.
Well, can you turn your bathtub down or something?
Wait a minute. Do you hear that?
Do it again.
That's the duck that...
Bug off. I fired his wonky eye. That's David G. Hall. He doesn't know his fiancée's beautiful unless other guys tell him. 1-800-449-8686. Just an example of what we do on this ridiculous show. It's the Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Living on the edge, always teetering, never quite falling off. The Phil Henry Show is back.
You making fun of me because I'm in a bathtub? Is that what you're doing?
No, I'm just saying, why are you in a bathtub while I'm talking to you?
I came home because my wife, Gretchen, nobody said to me...
How does that make her feel?
I'm talking about me. No one said my compliments because your wife's beautiful. I'm home and I'm relaxing in a hot tub.
Let me go over to Rosemary. Rosemary, you're on the Phil Henry Show with David G. Hall.
Yes, sir, I'd like to say something to you.
Go ahead.
You can command respect by the way you treat people. The minute you have to demand it, means you don't think you deserve it. And to be professional, you have to be fair and courteous. You've been neither.
What?
I have five daughters. If any one of them had a man say about her what you said, I not only would not have let her marry him, I'd have hit him in his dirty mouth.
Well,
you sound like
a
schizophrenic idiot.
You can't hit me. You hit me, you're in big trouble. I'll sue you.
Yeah, I know, because you have money. You
That's
have
right.
no idea. A human being
See,
is not beautiful because of how they look.
Your daughters...
You have to think she is beautiful, her personality.
Oh, come on.
But to say
on.
Some other man when has was... to tell you if she's beautiful,
Give
you
me
don't
me.
Know for yourself, who would want a man like you?
I've got to
go ask the neighbor if you cook breakfast well. I got to go ask the neighbor if your dress is right. I got to go ask some other man if you look pretty.
That's right. What's wrong with that? Don't turn
it
the
sounds
hot
like,
water
You
on.
Sound like a 10-year-old on crack.
Don't turn
you
on.
You don't sound like
on.
A grown man
who
at all.
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to Gretchen.
I'm talking
turn
to
it on.
You.
Huh? You're talking. Who are you? La, 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 la.
Is Rosemary still there?
Yes, she's here.
All right, ma'am. David, are you there?
La, la.
David, are you there?
La, la, la.
What?
I got a caller on the line, man.
You got another Indian on the line. I'm going to really be upset.
She's not an Indian. She's a caller.
Well, what do you want, ma'am?
She said...
I'm talking to her, not you. Now, Rosemary, let me explain something. You say you got three daughters, huh? I bet you if I fanned a whole bunch of 20s under their noses, I could make them sing Dixie. I could make them sing the Crimson Tide.
You're hearing a bad French accent because I'm angry at you.
Put on the heat lamp, will you?
You know, you don't even sound like a grown man.
Rosemary.
You don't even sound like you have any self-respect. You certainly have no respect for females.
Well, you
give me some other ideas about you. Trying to let the whole world see you naked in the bathtub. This is a professional rich man?
Ma'am, I'm taking a bath. Is there something wrong with that? Is that a war crime?
David,
why are you announcing to the world that you're naked in a bathtub and you want some other man to tell you if your wife is, your girl is pretty?
What's wrong with me sitting in a...
at all.
What's wrong with
you? Showing no
me?
Respect for your employee. You're showing no respect for the women who call. And you call yourself a grown, professional man?
How's Maury Amsterdam?
Isn't that funny?
I got off a cutie. Big deal.
Isn't that funny? How's Maury Amsterdam?
Rosemary, what do you expect me to do? Sit in a bathtub fully clothed?
No, I don't expect you to say I'm the boss. Some other man has to tell me if my girl is pretty, and I have to be rude and insulting to my employees.
Why do we have models? We have models to tell us what's beautiful. Why do we have fat men? So that there's
models
someone for your daughters
say
to marry.
This is the female body that we're talking about this week.
Pass me
it doesn't
razor.
Mean the woman you marry has to look like somebody you saw.
Can
you
I
like
ask you a
person
question,
because
seriously?
Of who they are, not how they look.
Rosemary, can I ask you a question?
It's beautiful to you because of who they are,
of
not
course.
How they look.
Of course. Let me ask you a question. And it's kind of a tough one, but do you mind it if a man...
All right, that's it.
What
That's
are you
it.
Talking about?
That's
you sound
no,
like a 10-year-old on crack.
I hear that they say that women dig it if a guy... Give me the razor, honey.
I'm getting rid of him.
A 10-year-old on crack? Hey, why don't you call up Pocahontas and go scalp some bad guys?
Your tub, man. God, I'd like to drown you in it.
He's a sick man.
He can't hurt me.
All right, Rosemary, thank you very much. I want to kill him. I hit something about a guy in a tub. Something about a guy in a tub that guns my engine. All right, now it's time for a flashback. Don Parsley, his wife had breast cancer, so that's enough for him to go and find another woman with breasts.
Pass me the duck.
Phil Hendry Show.
Comedy gold.
Sir, you sound like the most self-serving, selfless, mindless person on earth. You said your wife went out and got cancer. Do you think she went out and bought it at a store? You couldn't even wait till she got her diagnosis, which tells me you already had this other woman lined up. This is not a new thing.
You hold on just right there. I didn't have no woman hold. No, now hold on just
right there. No, I won't hold on.
You hold on to your bloomers there.
You've been talking and you've been talking and you want sympathy. But you're not going to get sympathy from any normal person.
What am I supposed to do? With my wife's
supposed
to
be a man. You're supposed to act like a man and be by her side.
I am by her side. I ain't getting rid of her.
You're supposed to wait till she gets her diagnosis. Then you're supposed to jump for joy. I'll bet you already had this other woman lined up. You've probably been having an affair for some time.
Now listen, you found her awfully quickly. I told you.
Watch your language talking to this lady.
Listen,
she says I had some this chick lined up on the side, okay?
Well, it sounds like
my wife, and she's not going to have no breasts, so I went out and found a woman with breasts.
Well, my God, man, are breasts that important to you? Can't you? What if
you think about it for a minute. Yeah. Are you kidding me or what?
Well,
if it's a woman that you love, for crying out loud, I mean, what is love to you, man? This is your partner. This is your...
You almost said the word fart. I heard...
Okay, so I almost said the word fart.
No, that would apply to you, not your wife. But let me tell you...
Hey,
can I
ask a question? When exactly did the bus for the Munchkins pull up? Because I think you missed it. Now, Mr. Henry, what I was trying to...
Have some respect, okay?
She's trying to tell me that I was having an affair.
Sounds like it.
Well,
it
guess what?
It sounds like it.
Well, maybe you want to get a new hearing aid, because you're wrong. That's not what happened. What I did, I used to walk into the kitchen when my wife was cooking, and I'd shout, bring out your dead, bring out your dead.
Okay? And isn't that a manly thing to do?
It was a joke.
What poor...
You got a woman waiting for a cancer biopsy, and so you walk into the kitchen and go, bring out your dead?
And you couldn't even wait for the biopsy to come back? It sounds to me almost like you wanted to be a positive diagnosis. I hope your wife is listening to this.
You know, Betty,
and when you get home, your clothes are out in the street.
Betty, you remind me so much of my mother-in-law, it's scary. And that's why at this time I must ask you, is this Francine Ogerlin? Yes or no?
No, it is not.
That you are a liar? You're my mother-in-law, aren't you?
No, I am not a liar, but I'll tell you
something. You're calling from Rancho Mirage, California, aren't you?
What?
Are you calling from Rancho Mirage, Francine?
No,
I know this is you.
No.
I know this is you, and you've been doing this to me for 15 years.
They're going
to
drop a net over you.
Sounds like her.
Wait a minute.
No, it's her.
No, it is not.
Well, Francine,
her.
I want you to hear this loud and clear. I love your daughter very much. And I'm going to stay with her for the rest of the time.
Boy, you know something.
I hate it when you laugh at me. I hate it.
Sooner or later, somebody's going to put a net on you. It's like you left a metropolitan
hospital.
You know
how I know it's you? Because you got that spastic glottal thing going on in the back of your throat.
Are you sure this is your mother-in-law?
I know it as sure as God made green apples. And listen, it's the way she laughs every time.
I am not your mother-in-law, thank God. If I were, I...